Okay, good morning, everybody. Again, Erev Shabbos Kodesh. Welcome back to our Shabbos Kodesh Cast Learning. With the Yomim Tovim and the calendar, we haven't met, I think, in at least a month. So Baruch Hashem, I have a very nice shiur prepared, and I'm very excited to be back to our learning, especially given the parashios. Last week is Bereishis, this week is Noach, Ma'aseh Bereishis, and one of the things that was created was Shabbos Kodesh, and that's what we are going to be talking about today, the creation of Shabbos based on the Pesukim from Bereishis. Very nice new shiur, all new for me too, so I thank our hostess and sponsor very, very much for her and her family's commitment to the Torah that we share every other week to be mechazek our Kedusha Shabbos and our appreciation of Shabbos. They bring her and her family many Shabbosos in good health and only nachas. So let us begin right away with screen sharing, please. We are going here, what I prepared on the screen. Could you see Bereishis? It says Perek Beis on top of my screen. Yes, okay. So I'm going to move you up here so you could see Rashi. Where we're going to start is by the creation of the world, by Ma'aseh Bereishis. And right at the end of the 6 days of creation, which occurs in Perek Aleph, we have the creation of Shabbos. So let's look at the Pesukim. Vayar Elokim eskol asha asa vihine tov me'od. Elokim saw all that he had made, and behold, it was very good. Vayihi erev, vayihi boker, yom hashishi. It was evening, it was morning, the sixth day. That is the last pasuk in Perek Aleph. So Perek Aleph tells you all about the 6 days of creation, everything that was created in the 6 days of creation. Vayihi erev, vayihi boker, yom hashishi. Those words lead us into the Kiddush. So Friday night Kiddush is de'oraisa. Shabbos day Kiddush is de'rabbanan. Friday night Kiddush is de'oraisa, based on the psukim we are about to see, which you see on the screen right here. So Perek Beis, Pasuk Aleph. Vayechudu Hashamayim v'ha'aretz v'chol tzva'am. The heavens and the earth and all of their hosts were finished. Pasuk Beis. Vayechal Elokim b'yam ha'shvi melachto asher asa. And Elokim finished on the seventh day the work that he did. Vayishbos b'yam ha'shvi. And he ceased on the seventh day mikol melachto asher asa, from all the work that he did. You see Rashi over here. Rashi tells us, "Vayechal Elokim b'yam ha'shvi." What does that mean? God finished on the seventh day. I thought Hashem didn't work on the seventh day. Hashem worked for 6 days and rested on the seventh. So why is the pasuk say that Elokim finished on the seventh day from the work that he did? So Rashi tells us, "Rabbi Shimon Omer." Rabbi Shimon says, "Basar v'dam, a person of a flesh, a person, a human being. She'eino yodei itavu regaav. You don't know the exact nanosecond of when time changes from before shkia to after shkia. We can't calculate the exact split nanosecond of sunset and when it absolutely changes from one time to another. Tzarich lehosif mechal al kodesh. So we need to light candles a little bit in advance, even the zman. If you light 10 minutes in advance of the zman, you're really lighting 28 minutes before, because the time that we have gives us that 18 minutes. We need to add some of the chol to kodesh because we can't calculate the exact zman. So if you light it the exact zman, you might actually be lighting once it's actually Shabbos. So we add in advance so we're not mechal Shabbos. However, al kodesh bar, when it comes to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Sheyodei Itavu Regaav, obviously God created time, God is above time, God is Ha-Yehovah V'Yeh, exists in three dimensions of time simultaneously. Hashem, of course, has no problem, Chas V'Shalom, calculating time. He is time. He knows the exact seconds and minutes. Nichnas bo kechud ha'sara. So he entered into Shabbos like a hair's breadth. He doesn't need to add extra time, so he's not worried about Chalila being Mechal Shabbos. Chas v'Shem kaviyachov. You could even say such a thing about Hashem. V'nira ki'ilu kila babayam. So to us, we can't calculate the exact time. It looks like Hashem entered Shabbos and he created on Shabbos, but of course he didn't. Davar achar, mahay ha'olam chaser. What was the world missing? Menucha. Everything was created except menucha. Yona matzah bo manoach. Bas Shabbos, bas menucha. Shabbos came and menucha, rest, cessation, restoration came. Kalsa v'nigmara ha-malacha. And only with the creation of Shabbos and the creation of menucha can you say that the work was now actually finished and finalized. That's Pasuk Beis, one more Pasuk. Vayivarech Elokim es yom ha-shvi vayikadish oso. Elokim blessed the seventh day and he sanctified it. Why? Ki vo shavat mikol melachto asher bara Elokim lasos. Because on this day he ceased from all the work that he created, that Elohim created to do. So let's look at Rashi. Rashi is quoting the Medrash. What is Vayivarech? And he blessed. Vayikadesh, and he sanctified. So Rashi says, Berchu b'man. Hashem blessed Shabbos with man. The man falls down for the first time in Parshas B'Shalach, Perek Tes Zayin. Chapter 16 in the book of Shmos, the man falls down for the first time. And you learn, interestingly, if you learn the Parsha of the Man, you actually learn more about Shabbos from when the man falls than you learn about the man itself. Berachu b'man, Hashem blessed the seventh day with the bracha of man. Shakal yemos ha-shavua, all the days of the week, yorei lehem omer l'gogol. As you got an omer per head, exactly how much you needed for that day. There was no putting in your fridge, there was no in the freezer, and you take it out for an emergency in 3 months, however much you needed, you got it that day. U'bashishi lechem mishneh, but on Erev Shabbos, on the sixth day, of course, there was a double portion, which is why we have Lechem Mishnah to commemorate the man, the Kidsha B'man, and therefore God sanctified Shabbos through the man. Shalo Yared Klal B'Shabbos. We know, of course, that if you left it over, it got wormy, it rotted, there were maggots. You couldn't have leftover man. You couldn't leave it over till the next night. But when it, usually during the week, you could not leave over a man to the next day. But on Yom HaShish, you got a double portion. So on Shabbos, you leave it over and you'll have something to eat on Shabbos. Because it didn't fall at all on Shabbos. V'hamikra kasuv ala asi. So this pasuk that it tells you, according to Rashi, who's quoting the Medrash Bereishis Rabbah, that God blessed the seventh day and he sanctified it. It's referring to the future, when the man would fall for the Yidden, after Yitzis Mitzrayim and Parshas B'Shalach. So here you have a remez to the future that the seventh day is blessed and sanctified through the falling of the man. Okay? Furthermore, what does it mean, Asher bara Elokim la'asos, that God created to do? Hamalacha shahai seruy la'asos b'shabes kafal v'asa b'shishi. Moshe Mefarsh b'Bereishis Rabbah. The work that God would have done on the seventh day, he did extra work and he did on the sixth day. By the way, we have a mitzvah la'aleich b'drachav. Nahu af ata, so to yadar af, and Shabbos kuf amad gimel amad beis. So we have to go in his way. So we do the same thing. You work extra. You work double on Yom HaShishi because you don't do any work on Shvi. So this is something that we too emulate. Whatever you would have done, you would have left it for Saturday. So we do extra on Friday because, of course, a Jew does not work on Shabbos. So these are the psukim that detail the creation of Shabbos. Now, without Rashi, let's just go through them again. Vayhi er, vayhi boker Yom HaShishi, vayechula shemayim v'aretz v'chol tzva'am. It was evening, it was morning, the sixth day, and the heavens and the earth and all their hosts were finished. By the way, I'll just tell you something interesting. I'm not teaching it today, but I saw something so interesting. It was either in the Mayan Beis HaShoeva. No, I think it was Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. I was looking at a few different svarim. Emes Yaakov. Why doesn't it refer to the creation of the sea? When you go to the Aseret HaDibros, it talks about the Zechar of Shabbos for the Shemaim, Aretz, and the Yom. And we know Hashem created Shemaim, Aretz, and Yom, and here it doesn't list the sea separately. It includes it in the entity of Aretz. So that was very interesting, but I'm not teaching that today. Vayichul Shemaim, Aretz, v'chol tzva'am, the heavens and the earth and all their hosts were finished. Vayichal Elokim b'yam hashvi'im, I know we did this right with Rashi, I'm repeating the psukim. Vayichal Elokim b'yam hashvi'im b'nachto asher asa. Elokim finished on the seventh day from the work that he did. Vayishbos b'yam hashvi'im b'kol melachto asher asa. And he ceased on the seventh day from all the work that he did. Vayivarech Elokim b'yam hashvi'im vayikadesh oso. Elokim blessed the seventh day and he sanctified it. Kivo Shavat, because on this day he ceased. Mikom Malachto from Allah's work, Asher Bara Elokim Lasos, that Elokim did to, that Hashem created to do. So we're going to go to such a beautiful piece by Rav Shimon Schwab, Zatzel them Ayan Beis HaShoeva. I recently, I didn't know this, maybe you all know this, and it's just so obvious. You know why it's called Mayan Beis HaShoeva? Because Shoeva is Schwab. Last name is Rav Shimon Schwab Zatzal. So Schwab Shoeva. I don't remember where I recently just learned that. Maybe you knew that. I just never made the connection between his last name and the name of the Sfar. Okay, so I'm going to screen share. It's such a beautiful piece. Here we go. Oh, it's this one. I'm going to move you to the side. No, sorry, 1 second. Can you see Mayan Beis HaShoeva on my screen? Yes, okay, very good. It's so beautiful. Okay, Vayivarech Elokim es Yom HaShvi, Elokim blessed the seventh day, he quotes the Pasuk, Vayikadesh Oso, and he sanctified it, Kivo Shavat Mikom Lecho Shabar Elokim Lasos, because on this day he ceased, Elokim ceased from all his work that Elokim created to do. Uba Medrash, okay, now he quotes Medrash Bereishis Rabbah, Parsha Yeral of Simon Beis, I did not look up the Medrash. Even though sometimes I do today, I didn't. But Medrash teaches us. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Rabbi Yishmael says, Baruch Hu B'man, we already saw this in Rashi. Rashi was quoting the Medrash. How did Hashem bless the seventh day? What does it mean he blessed it and he sanctified it? Rabbi Yishmael says in the Medrash, he blessed it with the man, the Kidsho B'man, and he sanctified it through the man. And we already mentioned that you got an extra portion on Yom HaShvi, Shishi, nothing fell on Yom HaShvi, they didn't go out to collect the man. Rabbi Nasan Omer, Rabbi Nasan says, Berchu b'man, he blessed it with the man, v'kidshu b'bracha, and therefore he sanctified it with blessing. Okay, v'chi ayin b'mechelta parshas Yisro, and you could also look up in the Mechelta and parshas Yisro for a similar idea. Okay, now, Rav Shimon Schwab is going to go, and he's going to point out that in the tefillah of Shabbos and in the kiddush of Shabbos, we have two different nusachot. What am I saying? Okay. B'tfila Shabbos, we say, Hine b'tfilos Shabbos, and the tfilos of Shabbos, Omrim al pitikun anche knesses hagadola, zecha lemaise bereishis. When it comes to our Shabbos davening, the tfila, the Sabbath prayers, we say, by the establishment of the prayer by the anche, the men of the great assembly, zecha lemaise bereishis. So when do we say that? I'm going to Shachris Shabbos, the Shachris Shmona Esrei, listen, the Amida of Shachris Shabbos, the Sion Amida. We, by the way, we went through this piece extensively based on the teachings of Rav Shamsher and Fal Hirsch. If you remember, we did this in depth. Okay, Velona Sata Hashem Elkenu the Goyeh Artos. Hashem, our God, did not give Shabbos to the nations of the world. Velona Hichalta Malkenu the Ovdei Pisilim, and Hashem did not give it to the idol worshippers. The Gambu Menuchaso Lo Yishkenu Arelim, and those who are Arel, those who are uncircumcised, may not rest on this day. Kili Yisrael Amcha Nasata Ba'ava. Hashem gave it to Israel, your nation, with love, Zera Yaakov, to the progeny of Yaakov, Asher Bam Becharta, and them you have chosen. Am Mikadshei Shavii, we are a nation who sanctifies the seventh day. Kulam Yispu, we will be satiated, Vlis Angu, we will have Oneg, delight from your goodness. Ubashvi Ratzisabo, Vikidashto, Chemdas Yamim Osa Karasa, we had a whole share on Chemda, Zecher Mamaisa Barishis. So in our Shachris davening, we call Shabbos a Zecher Lamaisa Bereishis, a remembrance to the work of creation. In Kiddush, Friday night Kiddush, which is De'oraisa based on the Psukim that we just read, in Kiddush we say, Yom HaShishi, Vayichul HaShemayim V'artzvachot Tzva'am, we recite those three Psukim from the beginning of Perek Beis, Bar Priya Gafen. Baruch Ata Hashem Elkeinu Melech HaMashir Kedishan B'mitzvosu V'ratzavanu V'Shabbos Kodesh V'Avlo V'ratzan Hichilanu Zikaron Lamaisa Bereishis. Oh, what's the difference? In davening, Shachris, Amida, it's Zecher Lamaisa Bereishis. In Kiddush, it is Zikaron Lamaisa Bereishis. So I'm going to figure that, like me, none of you ever pay too much attention to the difference between Zecher Lamaisa Bereishis and Zikaron Lamaisa Bereishis, which is Shabbos. Is it a Zecher Lamaisa Bereishis or is it a Zikaron Lamaisa Bereishis? And what's the difference between a Zecher and a Zikaron? Okay? Okay, so let's go. So now going back to Rav Schwab's Zatzal, he says as follows. Okay, Hinei b'tfilo Shabbos, behold, in our prayers of Shabbos, second paragraph. Amim al pi tikkun anshe knesses ha'gadola. We say according to what was established by the men of the great assembly. Zeichel ma'ase bereishis. Davening zeichel ma'ase bereishis. By the way, when I was learning, you could see some of my own notes. And even up here, to be clear for myself, if you're taking notes, I wrote in my own handwriting, Tfila Shabbos is zeichel ma'ase bereishis. Kiddush Shabbos is zikaron ma'ase bereishis. So now we go back to Rav Schwab. Okay? V'halo'o. Aval benusach kiddush hayom, when we sanctify the day through kiddush, tiknu lomar zikarov na maisa bereishis. Valo davarhu, exclamation mark. This is some matter. One has a nun, one doesn't. One is zecher, one is zikarov. This is something to schmack to talk about. Valo davarhu, exclamation mark. This is an important matter. Vinira, so which is it, zecher or zikaron? It must be both. What's the difference between zecher and zikaron? So clearly Shabbos is a remembrance to the days of creation. We began in the Psukim. Vinira, it appears to be. Shezecher mora, what's the difference? Alma shezochrim achshav. Zecher, Zion, Chof, Resh, teaches about what you're remembering right now. Davar shekvar ira mikodam. You're remembering right now something that happened previously. It reminded me when I was preparing of Sefer Devarim Perachav Hei Pasuk Yedzayin. You all know this pasuk out by heart. Zachor es asher asalecha amalek, bederech betzeischem emitraim. You're remembering right now Zochrim Achshav. Davresha Kvar Ira Mikodam. By the way, the attack of Amalek was one Perek after the Manchel. So we mentioned Perek Tazayin of Barish of Shemos, Perek Yizayin of Shemos, also Bashalach, is the attack of Amalek. So Zachor doesn't say Zikaron, Soshar Salach Amalek, in Devarim Chafei, when we fulfill Zachiris Amalek, Zachor Soshar Salach Amalek, Badarach, Shar Beseis Chim Mitzrayim, Shar Korach Abadarach. That's exactly what you're doing. Mora Amal Shazochim Achshav, we're remembering something right now. Davar Shakvar Ira Mikodam, something that happened in the past. So you're remembering right now what Amalek did to us in the past. What is Zikaron? So what did I write in my own notes? Look. Tfila Shabbos, we say Zecher L'Maisei Bereishis, in case you're taking notes, because it was easier for me to learn through this piece like this. Zecher is what you remember now about an event that happened prior. What, on the other hand, is Zikaron? Aval Zikaron, with the Nun Sofis, Humash Bnei Adam Metzivim Os Bishas HaMaisa, Zikaron is what a man, a person, establishes a sign, matzivimos, like matseva, erect a sign, at the time of the deed, so that this matter will be implanted in your mind forever. Zikaron is a marker to remind you about an event forever. Zikaron is a marker. Zecher is, remember right now something that happened in the past. Zikaron is, K'mash b'nei adam matzivim os b'shas ha-maisa. A person at the time of the deed itself establishes, erects a monument or a sign, so that this matter will make an impression in your mind forever. And I have to tell you something, I'm going to stop screen sharing just for a minute to go to a different screen share. And I thought that this was really amazing. Because I read it quoted. Could you see that I went to a different site over here? Yeah, okay. So I love this. Because when it comes to Amalek, we have both aspects. Zachor Sashar Salach Amalek, it's Varm 25:17-19. Ishar Karcha Badarch, Vayizab Zane Bechal Kol Nechshal Mecharach, Vata Ayef Ve'agei, Lo Yare Elokim, blah, blah, blah. You know the rest. Not really, you know, etc., etc. V'chuli, v'chuli. So you have a mitzvah of Zecher Amalek. Remember now what happened in the past. But this fits in exactly to Rav Schwab's psha. B'shais Maisa, Zikaron means at the moment of the event. Establish a marker so that it'll be implanted in your mind forever when the attack of Amalek actually happens. Devarim 25 is 40 years later, remembering what happened prior. That's Zecher. But at the Shas Maisa, at the time of the war of Amalek, do we see evidence of this theory of Rav Schwab, which is Zikaron, is establish a matzeva at the Shas Maisa itself to remember and implant it in your mind forever? That's Zikaron, absolutely. Because this is Shas Maisa, where we enter Shemos, right at the end of Parshas Peshach, Perek Zayin, Vayachalosh Yoshua as Amalek v'asamo l'fi cherev. Yoshua weakened Amalek and his nation by sword. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, and Hashem said to Moshe, Ksov zos zikaron basefer. Isn't that amazing? It's a perfect, beautiful example from Chumash, exactly of what Rav Schwab is proposing. Zecher is remember now something that happened in the past, and these instances with Amalek help us understand exactly what he's saying. So 40 years later, before Moshe dies, Zachor Soshes HaChamek, remember now what Amalek did to you 40 years ago. That's Zachor. Zikaron is something different. Zikaron is at the Shas Maisa, while the event is happening, establish a marker so it will be ingrained in your memory forever. And that's exactly what the Torah utilizes. At the time of the Maisa, at the time of the war, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Hashem said to Moshe, Ksov zo zikaron, nun sofish b'sefer. Write this as a marker. Establish a matseva, establish an os b'shas maisa, so it will be ingrained in your memory forever. V'sim ba'ozne Yoshua, kimocha emcha et zecher amalek mitachas Chas HaShemayim, put it in the ears of Yahushua that I will surely erase the remembrance of Amalek from under the heavens. But the key word here is Zikaron, which is exactly what Schwab is saying. Zikaron is B'shas Maisa, and this Perek Yitzayin in Shemos is B'shas Maisa. This is at the time of the war with Amalek. You don't establish a Zechar at the time of the war, you establish a Zikaron. It's the Shas Maisa, so it'll be in your Moach, in your mind, forever. So now let's go back to Rav Schwab. Could you see him back to Rav Schwab? Okay, thank you so much. So, hinei b'tfilah Shabbos, now that we explained the difference between Zecher and Zikaron, I hope I A, explained it well, and B, gave a very illustrative example from Chumash, so it should be clear the difference, because you need to understand this to go forward in the piece. Hinei b'tfilah Shabbos, like I told you, quoting from the Siddur, from Tfilah Shachos, we say, because of the establishment of the men of the Great Assembly, that Shabbos is a Zecher l'maisa bereishis. Aval benusach kiddush hayom tiknu lomar zikaron lamaisa bereishis. V'halo davaru. This is some matter that we have to analyze and discuss as Rav Schwab v'nira. It appears shazecher mora aman shazochim achshav davar shekvar ira mikodem. It appears that zecher teaches about what you're remembering right now, something that happened previously. Aval zikaron, but that is different. What is zikaron? Ender nun hu mashu bnei adam mitzivim os, like from matzeva. You put up a marker, a monument, you establish a sign, b'shas hamaisa, at the moment of the deed, k'dei she'adavar nirshim b'mocham arulam. So this matter of the shas maisa will be ingrained in your memory, in your mind, in your moch forever. And I gave you what I think is an excellent example of this. Not only should it be ingrained in your mind forever, but it's something you should pass down. Not only should you remember, but a zikaron is a matseva, that you assign a marker for you to remember forever, but since no human being is going to be here forever, nobody gets off the planet alive. So therefore, shayizku hadoros haba'im mashayira, that zikaron, that marker, that sign is passed down. And so the future generations also remember what happened. V'im yavo tel haroshem yavo ha'osi zikaron. And if you start to forget, when you see the marker, when you see the sign, you say, oh, this is a remembrance. It really does relate to the matseva that you establish over a person's kever. Because the final words of the sentence that we just read are im yevotel haroshem yevatel. Let's say the impression of the event is lost, okay? So 5 generations later, it's a little bit hard to cry and mourn and feel pain over an ancestor that died 5 generations ago. Everyone dies, you don't feel the pain. It was a very long time ago, they passed on. But if you forget the roshem, if you forget the impression of the event, yavo ha'os lahazkirim, that sign, that marker, that matzeva reminds you. If you go to the Beis HaKvaros and you go, let's say, to the Great Cemetery in Warsaw. I went with Michala. I know it was a long time ago, but it's a trip that makes a roshem. And I know it was very young, but you remember it vividly. And you go to the Beis HaKvaros and you see the different matzevos. It reminds you if your mind forgets. So you know that zikaron comes. Yavo ha'os lahazkiram. That matzeva comes and it reminds you. So do we understand the difference between zachar and zikaron? I could really only see 2 people, but the 2 people I could see, yes. So I hope that, I could see 3 people. Safta, do you? Yeah, thumbs up. Okay, so from the 3 people that are visible, they say that it is clear. So I'm going to take that as a poll for everybody else as well. Okay, now I have to tell you something. I'm so excited, besides the fact that I find this whole piece so beautiful, we haven't finished it obviously yet. What he now puts in parentheses made me very excited, because I was recently, before the Emem Tovim, gave a shir, where I connected Zachor, to remember, to the male species, Zachar Nekeva. And I gave a reason, because I always talk about Hosharashim and Lashon HaKodesh, if they're connected, there has to be a meaning. So if it never occurred to you, you should note that to remember and male, M-A-L-E, is the same word. Zayin Chavresh. Nothing in Lashon Kosh is an accident. So Schwab gives a beautiful, beautiful explanation as to why the male, Zachor, and to remember, Zachor, are the same words. You've never thought about it before. Here you go. Was anyone in my shir when I spoke about it? I don't remember which venue or which shir it was in. Okay. So this is parentheses. In other words, this doesn't have to do with Shabbos being Zeichel and Maisa Bereshis, but he's going to teach you something really cool to bolster his theory. V'hamilim Zeicher v'zikaron. The words remember and zikaron, remembrance, krovim l'lashon zachar. I mean, you have to see that it's the same shorash. They're very close to the word zachar. In case you don't know what he's talking about, parentheses within the parentheses, hafeich nekeva. You might be confused. Your mind might only be thinking about memory, but he's telling you, I'm talking about now the male. This is so cool. So I gave a totally different reason when I mentioned the connection, Rav Schwab's, and said it's piercing. Ki pu'ulas hazachar b'shas hazivug, the action of the man at the time of relations, afa pisha eno shoha b'maseu ki imrega, the actual act of putting his seed into the woman, the actual act of actually injecting the seed into the woman, takes a minute, takes a second. Kim Braga Kat, it's very fast. Nasa b'zeh roshem. It's a very quick act, but it makes an impression. Vinit haveh mizeh valad, and from this act, which is very fast, progeny, a child, seed is born. V'nimshach mimaisa zed dore doros le'olam. And from that act, there are the continuity of generations forever. V'kein inyan hazikaron hu. Davar sha'av shenasa beheref ayin. Rotzeha adam shisha'er roshem le'olam. So the zachar, at the moment that he impregnates the female, the actual act of injecting his seed into the female goes very quickly. Nevertheless, it's a zikaron. And that's why Zachar, male, and Zikaron share the same shoresh. Zikaron remembers Bishas Kmaise, making a sign that will make an impression and remembrance for generations. That's exactly what happens when the male impregnates the female. In that moment, he makes a roshem, he makes a sign that will last for generations. Zikaron, it could be a quick matzeva that you erected. It could be a very fast sign, even though it was done in the blink of an eye. Person wants to have that roshem, that impression, that matzeva made forever. That's the seed he implants into the woman, which becomes a child, which gives birth to generations and generations. And so, in Salmei, there's always a zikaron to that male who impregnated the female. It's just so brilliant. One second. Yeah, it's brilliant. It's mamish brilliant. Okay, going back to the topic. So that's his in parentheses. Though I spoke about Amalek, Zechar and Zikaron of Amalek, Dvarim Chav Hei and Shemos Yud Zayin, Rav Schwab gave you also a beautiful connection between male and Zikaron. Okay. Okay, now we're going back to the original kasha and the original explanation, which is in our tefillah we say zecher l'maisa bereishis, in our kiddush we say zikaron l'maisa bereishis. Okay, va'alkei nikru hatefillin zikaron. Now he also ties us into zikaron of tefillin. The tefillin are a sign. You have a rect sign as a zikaron. Kidichtiv, like it says at the end of Parsha's bow, v'hayu l'chala os al yadcha v'lizikaron b'nei nechal. Tefillin are a zikaron. What does that mean? Shehahanacha b'shas kriya shema, when you have the hanacha of tefillin at the time of kriya shema, v'tefillah, and tefillah, t'yeh zikaron haba al kol hayom shizachar inyan tefillin. It's a marker. It's an establishment that you should remember forever through the tefillin. It should be always in your mind. You should remember the mitzvah of tefillin. So you establish the marker of tefillin at the moment of the maisa. But we still talk about Shabbos. Shabbos is a zeichel maisa bereishis, which it clearly is because Hashem created the whole world. And the climax of creation, if you will, was Shabbos. But also, it's a zikaron. So how do I understand? V'lakein, and therefore, but meshach yom haShabbos omrim zeichel maisa bereishis. At the time of our tefillah shachris, when we daven, we say Shabbos is a zecher l'maaser bereishis. If you remember, what was zecher before we got his answer? Zecher was, look at my notes, what you remember now about an event that happened prior. So, zecher, he says over here, mora al ma shezochim achshav, davar shekvar ira mikodem. So when I say that Shabbos is a zecher l'maaser bereishis, I'm remembering right now, remembering about an event that happened prior, I'm remembering right now that Hashem created the world. That's okay. Excuse me. Shabikiyum mitzvah of Shabbos anu zochrim through the keeping of the mitzvah of Shabbos, we remember kisheishus yamei masah Hashem es hashamayim ve'esaretz uvayam eshvi Shabbat vayinefash, because we remember that in 6 days Hashem created the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day He ceased. On the seventh day vayinefash, He had a restoration of the soul. So zeichon lemaisa bereishis is you remember right now what happened previously. What am I remembering right now? I'm remembering right now that previously God created the world in 6 days, and on the seventh day He rested. That is zeichar lemaisa bereishis, to remember right now what happened previously 5,782 years ago, that Hashem worked for 6 days, made the heavens and the earth, rested and ceased, I should say, on the seventh day. Aval b'kiddush hayom, but when it comes to the kiddush of the day, v'shabbos kodesh ba'ava uviratzon hinchilanu zikaron l'maisa bereishis. Okay. Aval b'kiddush hayom shem misaprim gufa du'uvda hachi hava. That means we describe the details of the story and how it happened. My thanks to Rabbi Shai Shechter for helping me out with that Aramaic statement, which I didn't know what it means. So Rabbi Shechter said that means we describe the details of the story and how it happened. Aval b'kiddush hayom, but in the kiddush of the day, shemisapim gufa de'avda hachihava, we describe the details of the story and how it happened. Shabbashas brias olam, at the time of the creation of the world, vayachulu shemayim va'aretz v'chol tzva'am v'ichalkim v'yamashvim l'achtor ha'shosa v'yishbos. We describe the details of the story and how it happened, that at the time of the creation of the world, the heavens and the earth and all their hosts were finished. As mosifim, so we add, shabashas maisa, at the time of the maisa, of the creation of Shabbos, hitziva kodesh baruch hu es yom ha-shabbos zikaron. Hashem made Shabbos not only a remembrance now of creation that happened in the past. Shabbos itself is the zikaron. Shabbos is the os. Shabbos is the marker. Shabbos is the marker, the matzeva you establish to remember for generations that Hashem created the world, to make a roshem. So every time you keep Shabbos, you are looking at that matzeva, that roshem, that marker, that os. Hashem made an os for Kayin, so everyone who sees him will know. What am I up to? Aval b'kiddush hayom, we describe the details of the story and how it happened. Shabashas brias olam, at the time of the creation of the world, as mosifim, we add in the statement of the Shabbos is also a zikaron. What we are saying is, b'shas maisa, at the time of the maisa, Hashem created the world. Hitziv HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hitziv matzeva, Hashem established, Hashem erected, Hashem put up, that the Sabbath day is a zikaron, the maisa bereishis. It's a remembrance to maisa bereishis. What does that mean? Shabbatoros habaim, that in the future generations, yedu, they will know, al yedei yom ha-shabbos shekadosh baruch hu bara ha-olam. So Shabbos is two things. It's a zecher l'maisa bereishis. You remember something that happened in the past. I remember now that God created the world. Right here. Where is it? Masha zochim achshav davar shekvar ir mikodem. So it's a zecher. I remember now something happened in the past. But a zikaron is not only something that happened in the past. Zikaron is a sign that is in front of me all the time to remind me in the here and now, so I could never forget. So it will be, in the words of Rav Schwab, Shayiya hadavar nirsham b'mocham ad olam. It's not just a distant remembrance of something that happened in the past. It's a marker, it's a monument, it's a matseva, it's an os in front of me all the time. So if you start to forget the maisha, when you see that sign, you remember. If you forget that someone had a great-grandfather, you see that child is a zikaron to the zachar who lived, who impregnated his great-grandmother, then you have a zikaron. So every time you see Shabbos, Shabbos Habayim, in the coming generations, yedu, they will know, al yedei yom ha-shabbos, you will know through the matzeva, the os, the sign of Shabbos. Shabbos itself is that erection of a matzeva, the marker. Shabbos is the marker. Shalkosh baruch hu bara olam. So one, it reminds you of something that happened in the past. Remember now what happened in the past. Two, it is itself the marker, the establishment of the os that reminds you Hashem made something in the past, and it's a constant remembrance, and it should remain in your moach forever. Something that happened in the past, you don't always remember forever. But a zikaron, as a marker, it's like a red flag. It's like a sticky that I have in my svarim. So all these stickies I put in my svarim remind me of this page. And this is the page. You could see them in all these svarim. These are the pages that I want to remember. That's a marker. V'zehu v'yikadesh oso. And that's what it means. Hashem sanctified it b'manu b'bracha, with the mana and with blessing. Perush sha'az b'maisa bereshis. At the time of maisa bereshis, hitziv kvar zikaron. Hashem established a marker, a zikaron, sh'yom ha'shabbos Kodeshu b'kdusha kavua. Hashem established. Vayivarech Elokim es Yom Hashvi'i vayikadesh oso. How did he bless it and sanctify it? By putting Shabbos itself as a marker. In fact, the Chofetz Chaim says that when a person keeps Shabbos, it's like they put a banner over their home that says, this house believes in Hashem. So that's what Shabbos is. Shabbos is a banner. It's not only you remember something, oh, in the past God created for 6 days. You see the banner. And it remains in your memory. It remains in your memory forever, and you pass it on to the next generation. You give them that banner, and they give their children that banner, and they give their children that matzeva, that marker, that os, forever. And that's what he says. And he says, where does Rav Schwab say it? It's not only for you, but it's for future generations as well. Shabbadoros habayim. You're always passing on the marker of Shabbos. And so, where am I up to? And in future generations, this blessing and this marker, this zikaron that God established of Shabbos itself will be manifest through the man and through blessing. So therefore, when you hear Kiddush tonight, and you hear in the Kiddush that Shabbos is a zikaron l'maisa bereshis, you will remember that you have an os over your home. Shabbos itself is the os. It's not that Zecher is you remember on Shabbos something that happened in the past. Zikaron is Shabbos is an os. It's two totally different ideas. Zecher on Shabbos, I remember that something happened in the past. Shabbos is a zikaron, means it's the matzeva. It's the marker. It is the establishment of a mind. Shabbos itself is that os, is that banner, is that sign that Hashem created the world in 6 days. And why do I need a marker? Why do I need a sign? Because you might forget. It might be removed from your mind. And not only do you need that sign, but it's something you need to pass on from generation to generation. So going back to Amalek, it makes a lot of sense. Zachor Sosher Salach Amalek. Remember something happened in the past with Amalek. But when Hashem B'Shas Maisa told Moshe to give to Yoshua, K'sov Zod Zikaron B'Sefer V'Simba Oznei Yehoshua, write it as a permanent marker, establish a sign so you will never forget, and pass that on to the future generations. And this is the difference between Zecher L'Maisa Bereshis and Zikaron L'Maisa Bereshis. So it once again shows you how medactic and careful we have to be in our learning, when it comes to Lashon HaKodesh. And this is something that I reiterate all the time, that nothing in Lashon HaKodesh is an accident. It's an incredible reminder how every letter teaches us a lesson. I'm going to now quote a story from Rabbi Pesach Kron that's very moving and relates to very much the topic that we have learned today. I'm quoting from Rabbi Pesach Kron, actually the Sefer Yamim no rhyme with the Maggid. Okay? But he really tells a story in regard to the Yizkor service. It's clearly, you will see, totally related to the topic of what we learned today. Okay? Rabbi Pesach Kron writes, Yamim no rhyme with the Maggid. In the 1970s, at the Malava Malka after our Rachim Shabbaton, a man named Saadia Abadi, there's an asterisk, so his name obviously wasn't Saadia, stood up and he spoke. He revealed how he and his wife had become Ba'alei Teshuva. All who were there would never forget how a simple Ner Neshama, writes Rabbi Kron, lit the fire of commitment in a spiritually dormant kappa. Okay, Saadia and his wife Ora, also asterisk, not a real name, were living in Eilat. And he was a computer technician. Ora, his wife by nature, was a pachdanit. She was a fearful person. She had many trepidations and apprehensions. The Abadis family had one daughter, Tamar, and Ora was extremely hesitant to enroll this one daughter in school where she would have to travel by bus. Terrorist activities in Israel, fatal highway accidents. I don't know if anybody saw Rasukas, a mother and three children were killed in an accident in the north a bus smashed into them. The bus driver was 76 years old. He also was nifter. He had 51 prior traffic violations and infractions. And a 35-year-old mother and her three children, 15, 11, and 8, were Rahman al-Tsan killed. So this Ora, Tezichon Baruch, this Ora was hesitant to enroll her child in a school where she would have to travel by bus. Terrorist activities in Israel, fatal highway accidents, and the concern that her child might miss the school bus and be alone in the streets caused Ora to insist Tamar has to go to school within walking distance. For the first few grades, all went well. Then, due to a job transfer, the family moved to the outskirts of Bnei Brak. The only school within walking distance was Dati, a religious school. Ora understood a problem might develop. She and her husband Sa'adja were completely chiloni, non-observant. Nevertheless, she felt she would be able to cope with whatever situation might arise. At first, things went smoothly. But then one Friday afternoon, Yom HaShishi, Tamar came home from school. She enthusiastically told her Ima that Mora taught the girls the bracha for Hadlakat Neirot on Shabbat. She began to recite the blessing with pride. "That's very nice," said her mother, Ora, "but you know we do not light candles for Shabbat." But Tamar objected, "My Mora said, every mother lights candles for Shabbat. Why don't we?" Ora was somewhat hesitant to explain to her daughter they were not religious. So instead, she decided to accentuate the positive. "Tamar," she said, "we don't light candles for Shabbat on Friday night, emphatically, but we light them on Yom HaZikaron, in honor of all the soldiers who lost their lives for the sake of our land." I just think, by the way, it's really interesting that it's called Yom HaZikaron, and Zikaron means to establish a marker so that you remember and you pass it on to the future generations. My husband and I were Zocha with our children. We were there in summer 2019. I've mentioned it many times. Let's take a private guided tour of Har Herzl. It's some of the best few $100 I ever spent. I cannot recommend it enough. We went to Professor Alman's son's grave. We went to the grave of Zecharia Baumel. He had just been returned a few months before. We stood by his kever. We went to the grave of the Peretz boys. It was Max, what was his name, from California, who died in Mifsad Tzok Eitan. Help me out. I'm going to be upset if I forget. Could someone look it up? Max. Could someone please Max, the soldier from California, who was killed in Operation Protective Edge 2014. I should remember. Anyway, it was amazing. But amazingly, movingly, terribly sad. But the Zikaron is the Matzevo, so that nobody should forget the price that Medina Yisrael comes with. It's a zikaron. It's an actual marker in front of you. So you should never forget and should be in your moach forever. Going back to the story, I have to finish this. Give me a couple minutes. So the mother said, "We don't light candles." Someone looked it up for me, please. No, not yet. "We don't light candles on Friday night," she said emphatically, "but we light them on Yom HaZikaron and on Max Steinberg." Thank you so much. Hashem Yikom Damo, thank you. "We do light them on Yom HaZikaron in honor of all the soldiers who lost their lives for the sake of our land." The little girl left the room, dejected but determined. The teacher and her classmates seemed so excited about Hadlakat Neirot, she would take matters into her own hands. Later that afternoon, Tamar walked to the local grocer and asked him for two candles for Shabbat. "Are these for your mother?" the surprised grocer inquired. He knew the family never bought Shabbat candles at the Makola before. "Yes," said the little girl softly. However, the grocer found it hard to believe. He figured the little girl must have misunderstood the mother. She probably thought the mother wanted Yahrzeit candles, which is what she usually bought. So he gave the little girl two Yahrzeit candles. The child walked home. She practiced the bracha over and over for candlelighting. She was proud to be fulfilling the mitzvah for a Jewish woman. That evening, after Sa'adja came home, Ora called the family in for dinner. Tamar was busy in her own room. She didn't respond to her mother's call. After repeated calls, the parents went to the girl's room. They found Tamar at her desk, sitting there, staring at two little Yahrzeit candles. "What are these?" exclaimed Ora. The Yahrzeit candles sent a shiver through her mind. She saw her own mother, years back, standing beside two Yahrzeit candles she lit for her own parents. She recalled her mother's tears of sorrow and pride that accompanied that rite. Ora remembered her own parents. Tamar stood up. She was afraid that she had been caught lighting the Shabbat candles. "What are those?" asked Sa'adja, who was unaware of Tamar's earlier conversation with her mother, Ora. Tamar looked at the candles and then back at her parents. And then she uttered words that reverberated throughout the entire auditorium as Sa'adja finished the story. Tamar looked at her parents and she said, Echad la'aba ve'echad la'ima. One candle's for you, father, and one candle's for you, mother. The little child meant she wanted to share the mitzvah with her parents, but her parents understood something much deeper. One for her father, who was spiritually dead, and one for her mother, who had eradicated all the beauty of traditional Judaism. The candles made me see the light, said Sa'adja at the Arachim Shabbaton Lavamaka. The next morning, I could not go to work, but I drove my car. The next Shabbat, I was not driving anymore. And from that time on, we began our path back to authentic Judaism. A lot of perseverance, learning, studying, and practice. Sa'adja ended the story by telling everyone, and today, I provide Shabbat candles for everyone in our building. So the Shabbos candles as well are a zikaron. Zachor, you remember something that happened in the past. But we make it alive when we understand that Shabbos itself is a marker. Chavetz Chaim says, whoever keeps Shabbos, there's a banner over your home. The Shabbos is the os. It is Tumat Seva. It's the establishment, the erection, the putting up of a permanent marker. That Hashem is the master of the world, the borei olam, and if you ever forget it, you look back to the marker, and it will be in your moach la'olam, and not only for you, but for all generations after you. And I just think the part about Me'ol and Zikron is fascinating as well. We see it by Amalek. It reminds us of the depth of Torah. One letter, Nun Sofis, makes an entire difference, such as the power of the Zecher and the Zikaron of Shabbos Kodesh to uphold our nation and to change our lives. So I wish you a wonderful Shabbos Kodesh. I thank our sponsor again very, very much. I thank you all for taking the time to join and learn with me. Good Shabbos to all. Kol Tov. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.